Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Dalid Amud Beis of Maseches Beitzah. We were just discussing wood that falls off of a tree, where we said that even if you're going to be making about a beitzah that's nolad on Shabbos to be used on Yantif, to be eaten on Yantif, you're not going to be mekel. Even Rabbi Yochanan is not going to be mekel with wood that falls off of a tree on Shabbos to use it as firewood on Yantif. So Amar Rav Masna, Eitzim Shnoshim Nadekel L'Tocha Tanur B'Yom Tov. What if wood falls off a tree and goes right into the oven on Yantif? Marba Alehem Eitzim Uchanim U'Masikan. So you can add more wood that was not muksa that you had already pre-designated, and then you're allowed to light it together with the wood that had fallen off of the tree. So frankly, Gemara, what are you talking about? V'Kam Ha'Hapich B'Yisura. When you bring it to the in the oven from one side of the oven to the other, you're being metaltel muksa. You're moving around wood that's muksa. And so Gemara, Kivin Derubi De'Aterin Inhu Kikam Ha'Hapich Be'Atera Kam Ha'Hapich. Since the majority of the wood is not muksa, we assume that what you're really moving around is the mutter wood, is the non-muksa wood. So Gemara says, but wait a second. If the isra is because of bitul, see the heter over here is bitul barov, that the majority of the wood is not muksa, and therefore you're allowed to move it all around. Isn't by adding more wood, aren't you being mevatel the mukta, and you're not allowed to be mevatel nisul chadchila tnan ain mevatel nisul chadchila? Bittul barov is something that happens. Bittul b'shishim is something that happens. If something got mixed inadvertently, so you say it becomes batel. But to go and actively be mevatel something, certainly you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara answers, no, hani mili, the din that you're not allowed to be mevatel nisul chadchila is bida oraisa. That's only when you're dealing with an issa d'oraisa like truma. Aval b'drabanan, but when you're dealing with an issa d'rabanan like wood that comes off of a tree on Yom Tov, mevatlin, you're allowed to be mevatl such an issa l'chadchila. L'Rav Ashi, damar kaldav sheyesh l'matirin, hafilu b'drabanan l'batil, and according to Rav Ashi, that any davar sheyesh l'matirin, even if it's a drabanan, it's not going to be batel in any sort of taroves, ma'ika l'meymar, how are we going to explain Rav Masna? How does Rav Masna allow you to light this firewood on Yom Tov by allowing for bittul barov? This is a davar sheyesh l'matirin, because the next day you'd be allowed to use this firewood. So answers Gemara, hani mili hechadisei lisur b'enei. The idea that a davar sheyesh l'matirin cannot become batel is only when the davar sheyesh l'matirin is intact. Hacha mikla kali yisura. But over here, by burning them, they're being completely destroyed. So it's not going to be intact, and then bittul will work when the initial item is not going to be intact anyway. The Gemara brings a second in about a beitza that's not lit on yantiv, that Rava paskins like Rav. Itmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golus. Remember we said that there were three cases that Rava says that the halacha is like Rav. Three cases relating to a beitza that Rava says like Rav. So we already had one case where beitza is nolad on Shabbos. Can you use it on Yom Tov? Rava passes like Rav that the answer is no. So now another one. Itmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golus. Let's say you have 2 days of Yantif because you live in Galus and you have a Sveika Diyoma. So Rav Amar, Nolad Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. A Beitza that's Nolad on day one of Yantif is Muter on Yom Tov Sheni, because it's a Suffolk that causes us to make 2 days of Yantif. So one of these days is definitely really a weekday. So if the first one was a weekday, great, the Beitza was Nolad on a weekday. And if the first day was Kodesh, well then the second day is a weekday, so for sure it's Muter. Ravasi Amar Nolad Bazeh, Sur Bazeh. Ravasi disagrees, and he thinks that a beitza that's nolad on one day of Yom Tov is going to be asur on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. So lema kasava Ravasi kedusha achasi. Should we suggest Ravasi holds that the 2 days of Yom Tov in Galios is considered like one long day of kedusha? For Ravasi mavdil miyom tov lechavre. Ravasi decidedly holds not that way, because on the in between the 2 days of Yantif, he would say a bracha of Havdalah, meaning he holds that this is not considered a single day, because if it was, you wouldn't say Havdalah. So says Gemara, no, he wasn't sure. Rav Asi Svuke Misafkele, he wasn't sure how to treat it. Svuke Misafke, he wasn't sure, should you treat it like one day of Yantif, one long day of Yantif, in which case you would not need Havdalah, and a beitz is going to be aser, or should you treat it like 2 days of Yantif, in which case you might need Avdallah, and a beitz would be mutter. So he wasn't sure, and therefore, Avad Hachal Chumra, Vachal Chumra. He was simply machmir in both directions. And that's why he required Avdallah, but he also asered the beitz that was nolad on one day to be eaten on the other day. It makes most sense to assume like Ravasi that a beitza that's no let on the first day of Yantav is also on the second. Because nowadays we're fully familiar with which day is the real day of Yantav, and guess what? The Kavdin and Treyomi, we still do 2 days of Yantav. So it must be that Chazal were Kovea, that this is one long day of Yantav. Amrabai Kavase de Rav Mistav. Rabbi says, now I think Rav is more correct that on the second day of Yantif the Beitz is going to be mutter. Why do I think that? The Tanan, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Barishona, initially when if the Chodesh was Niskadesh on the 30th day of the month, Hayimasiin Masuos, they would light torches on the mountaintops on the Erev of the 30th day to let all the distant places know that the Chodesh was Niskadesh. So that way everyone will realize when to make Yom Tov, and that they only have to make 1 day of Yom Tov. Mishakil Klua Kutim, but once the Kutim started lighting torches and bringing them up to the mountaintops and confusing everybody, Hiskinushi Shluchim Yosin, they instead started sending out Shluchim, and wherever the Shluchim were able to reach before Yom Tov, they knew to make only 1 day of Yom Tov, and wherever the Shluchim were not able to arrive at, ended up making 2 days of Yom Tov. Vilu bitlu kutim, so Abai is medayik from the Mishnah that if the kutim stopped doing what they were doing, so then we could go back to the old system, avdin and chad yoma, and wherever you could see the fire, they can go back to making 1 day of yantiv. And the same is true nowadays, vehecha dematu shluchin, avdin and chad yoma, and wherever the shluchim were able to reach, they were able to make 1 day of yantiv. What you see over here is it's not that there's a takana that there must be 2 days of yantiv. It was a practical matter. When they really didn't know, that's when there were 2 days of Yantif. But when you do know, then there's only 1 day of Yantif. So Gemara says, according to Abaye, that you don't make a Yom Tov Sheni unless you have a suffix, unless you're really not sure. So what about nowadays? My time of Din and Treyomi. Nowadays we know, we don't have any suffix anymore. We know exactly how the calendar is set up, what's the real day of Yantif. So why do we still make 2 days of Yantif? Because the message was sent from Eretz Yisrael, we have to continue the practice of our forefathers to observe 2 days of Yantif. Because maybe the Malchus will make a gzeira that we're not allowed to learn Torah, we're going to lose the ability to establish a calendar, to set the calendar, we're not going to know when Rosh Chodesh is, we're not going to know when Yantif is, and it's going to come to mess us up. That's why we have to follow the minhag of Aseihem Bidayim. So that was as far as the second din, where we paskin, where Rava paskin like Rav. The second din relating to two Yom Tovim Shel Galios, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Itmar with the third din, where Rava paskin like Rav about Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. And it's going to be about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.